I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
I'm doing a radio interview.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. He is now a regular contributor. He's executive director of the Task Force on National and Homeland Security, a congressional advisory board dedicated to achieving protection of the United States from electromagnetic pulse, EMP, cyber warfare, mass destruction, terrorism, and other threats to civilian critical infrastructure. Structures on an accelerated basis. He also is the director of the United States Nuclear Strategy Forum, an advisory board to Congress on policies to counter weapons of mass destruction. I want to welcome Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. Dr. Pry, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, as I'm looking at this, I just, this is not really, wasn't necessarily in our lane per se, but just to maybe get your brief thoughts. When we talk about cyber warfare is against all forms of infrastructure, but wouldn't it also include cyber warfare against our election process as well?
Sure, it could. And it could. And cyber warfare is in my lane. You know, it's one of
right.
the...
your lane. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's one of the new forms. In fact, I'm just writing a book that's going to be published in hopefully the end of August, early September, called Blackout Warfare. You know, attacking electrical power grids, mm-hmm. a revolution in military affairs. You know, because almost nobody in the West understands how Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran... you know, plan to attack us. You know, they can attack our electric grids and life-sustaining critical infrastructure, cyber attack. Mm-hmm. They can do it with physical sabotage. They can use non-nuclear EMP weapons. They can use EMP weapons. But their plan, and on our side, mm-hmm. you know, we have specialists in all those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they don't even talk to each other. And in fact, they fight over each other about which is the most likely way to do it. You know,
I remember.
Why should they use... Right. Why
yeah.
should they use nuclear EMP, for example, if they can do cyber? But the truth is they plan to do all of these things. And that's just sort of common sense. You know, any general is going to be a conservative military planner and throw in the kitchen sink to get the synergistic benefits of these multiple axes of attack. And yes, the way we define cyber warfare, it can involve something like trying to manipulate elections by attacking the elections. Mm-hmm. And Russia and China and others all have done that during past elections. And it was the specific job of a guy named Chris Krebs, who was the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency.
Right.
You know, among the infrastructures was the election process. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a little out of place to think of it that way, you know, I suppose, because aren't the elections really a critical infrastructure? It has to do with, you know, government. We usually think of critical infrastructures as electricity, food, water, you know, gas and petroleum and things like that. But yeah, I mean, since we're a democracy, I suppose elections are crucial to our, you know, governance.
Government, just a little bit.
Yeah, it's a critical infrastructure.
Yes.
And I had recommended all through the Trump administration that the president fire that guy, Chris Krebs, you know, because he was incompetent. You know, I could see that he was working against the president on EMP, for example. And it wasn't until after the elections that were clearly stolen that Chris Krebs declared them to be the cleanest elections and fairest elections in American history. Then he got fired. Okay. Yeah,
what a lie.
But, I know there's Mike Lindell is going on and a lot of people. In fact, I've been having email correspondence with my friends. I haven't really, paid that much attention to Lindell, mm-hmm. Who I respect as a selfless and great patriot. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think he's a terrible spokesman for our cause and for his own cause. You know, he just he should have been advised by somebody to let one of his experts do the talking. You know, I tried to watch him yesterday with my son.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we both think the elections were stolen.
Yeah.
I don't think you need a cybersecurity expert also to know that the elections were stolen or to come up with extreme hypotheses like, oh, the Chinese communists mm-hmm. stole the elections through cyber. Maybe they did.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Democrat Party, you know, is sufficiently noxious that they don't need the Chinese communists to encourage them or help them steal elections. You know, the Democrat Party has been stealing elections since JFK. And they've just been getting worse and worse. So that now when it came to Trump, you know, they obviously did things that were unconstitutional in state governments, you know, for example, where Republican poll observers were not allowed to do their duties, where they rigged the vote with write-in ballots and ballot harvesting and allowed all that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And where they're allies in the big mainstream media and the high-tech giants suppress the constitutional rights of conservatives and Trump supporters, you know, suppressing our First Amendment rights of freedom of speech.
Well, let me jump in for just a minute, Dr. Peter,
right.
and just say that I had Dr. Robert Epstein on the program a number of times. And you know, his research indicated that between Google, Facebook, and Twitter, they were going to move anywhere, he estimated, you know, as many as 15 million votes could have been moved by the manipulation of search results and either, you know, and it would have been, you know, not even as blatant as some of the things that they actually did that we saw that were blatant. He was talking about things that they were doing that were very subliminal, if you will, that were again designed to, you know, move people in a particular direction.
Yeah, he's a highly credible guy
mm-hmm.
because he's a liberal Democrat, but he's an honest man.
Yes,
had been warning 2 years, at least 2 years before the elections, about what was happening, you know, because he cares about us being continuing to be a constitutional republic,
yes,
not becoming a totalitarian one-party state.
Mm-hmm.
And he was could see that that was happening,
mm-hmm.
And that these you know, the way the high tech companies draw the algorithms, you know,
and his young wife
people toward the Democrat Party,
and his young wife died in a rather mysterious automobile accident. Right around the time that he was really coming out and sharing this and had testified before Congress.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes. His young wife died in an automobile accident that had, there were just some peculiarities about the whole situation. And you know, something right out of a crazy novel, but you know, folks, they don't want you to know this. Yesterday, Mike was flying some people in from Colorado, an election official who came to talk about the things that she had seen and the concerns that she had and how the Secretary of State in Colorado was basically threatening and trying to intimidate her to shut up. And they raided her office while she was in the plane flying into Mike's event.
Yeah, well, that's you know, not surprising.
Nope.
You know, given you know, you can go back to the Clinton administration,
mm-hmm.
and you've got all these mysterious so-called suicides and you know, people that gave the Clintons problems disappearing or being silenced, you know, threatened into silence. On the Mike Lindell, and I hate to, you know, I mean, again, I'm not against Mike Lindell. He's
Mike's
a patriot and a brave man.
Yeah, so. And Mike's a sponsor for my program. So, look, it's a free country, and Mike believes in free speech. So, you know, I understand what you're saying.
Exercising,
you know, yeah,
my free speech rights,
yep.
is that I just wish that he had, you know, given all the money and the fact that he's putting himself out there at risk.
Yes,
you know, because he certainly is being attacked and will be attacked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the people advising him, you know, should have given him better advice in terms of how to present his evidence. You know, this idea of, I tried to watch the thing yesterday with my son, you
mm-hmm.
know,
yeah.
for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs a spokesman. And instead of giving a protracted case that takes 3 days of watching, 2 or 3 days to watch the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, it needs to be boiled down to 15 minutes. People don't have the patience. You know, true believers, people who are already convinced, you know, about where Mike Lindell is coming from, will watch his show.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to convince skeptics, if you really want to convince CNN, the hostile people, you know, these people aren't great critical thinkers, you know. they're used to a world of, you know, 30-second sound bites.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got to be able to make the case. If you can't make the case in 15 minutes, you know, then you're not going to make the case. And you need to, you know, he should have spent his time, in my opinion, on the cybersecurity conference, is making the case in 15 minutes and then maybe going into more detail. But he should be repeatedly making the case, have an elevator speech, you know, that should be given periodically.
Mm-hmm.
And by people who are used to public speaking, you know, but anyway,
and if you know, if you happen to watch it, folks, at frankspeech.com, you can he has a gentleman on there, Dr. Frank, who is one of his experts, and then there was an attorney, and I didn't catch his name, but when I was watching, there was a lot of conversation from that attorney. The attorney was actually leading and giving, you know, legal reasoning. And we'll get into that, by the way. Top of the next hour, Attorney Jonathan Emore, who is a constitutional attorney, is going to be with us, and we'll visit more about that. I want to talk to you because 1999, I was at the CIO conference in San Francisco. Were you there for that?
No. What is the CIO conference?
It's the Critical Infrastructure Office. Bill Clinton set up the Critical Infrastructure Office, CIO, and they had a conference in San Francisco.
Oh, no, 1999? Yes. 1999, no. I was there for a conference that happened, I don't remember the year, but it was after 2008.
Okay.
Where there was a big conference where NERC and the electric utilities, it was a big conference on grid security.
Mm-hmm.
That was put together, and I was there for that. I briefed at that conference.
Well, there was one in 1999, and at the time, I had a financial interest in a intellectual properties company, and so we had been invited to come and hear what was going on because of the program that we had put together. But, you know, that was, of course, leading up to everybody was talking about what was going to happen in the year 2000. What was interesting and what stood out to me from that was, again, as you talk about, you know, all of the arguing back and forth about, you know, what was important, what wasn't important, who had the best plan, all these kinds of things. And at the end of the day, right, you know, here we are. 23 years, 22 years later, and we still haven't moved the ball. Do you follow me? I mean, we haven't moved the ball. Not like we surely should have. You know, I mean, if in 22 years you would think that we'd be in a place where we would have our electrical grids, all three of them, you know, critically protected.
Well, I agree. Okay. I'll reserve my answer.
Well, I tell you that there you go. So when we come back, Dr. Pry will give us you know, his thoughts with regards to the challenges that exist relative to this entire issue. And certainly electricity is something that we all care about, and we all should. How our power gets to us. I'm in Texas. We had rolling blackouts, and I'm grateful that I had a backup generator for those. But folks, it's a serious issue, and we'll talk about that when we come back. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. No topic off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. Go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com. Get signed up, and you'll get our articles as well, delivered directly to your email box. Back with more right after this.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. My special guest is Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. Dr. Pry, I want to shift to just in general the electrical grid and the threats that exist in that, because I had made mention that there was this CIO conference 22 years ago, and you know, while I understand there's been some movement, it still seems like, as you opened up in what you were saying about the vulnerabilities that exist and the arguments about, you know, who's going to do what and what's going to happen and, you know, whatever, we still don't have a definitive defense of our three grids.
We don't. We don't. Our grids are very vulnerable, and you're right from a technological perspective that there hasn't been any progress or not any significant progress in 20 years. And the electric grid really is everything. Because if you can't protect the electric grid, everything else is vulnerable. You know, that's all you really have to do is knock the props out from the electric grid. And within 72 hours, all the other critical infrastructures are going to collapse.
Right.
So why is that? Because there was the U.S. government has been following a grand strategy across Republican and Democrat administrations ever since 9/11, you know, and maybe longer, you know, but the real concern about the critical infrastructure vulnerability really began after the 9/11 terror attacks. And it's a fundamentally doomed to fail grand strategy that we call the public-private partnership model. And this is a model where the U.S. government partners with the private sector utilities that are in charge of running the grid, and the U.S. government will give them advice and make recommendations, and it's a voluntary partnership. The government is in effect the junior partner in this relationship, and it's not a regulatory relationship, and that's not going to work, you know, because the private utilities aren't part of the national security culture. They're not part of the national security environment. They're part of the business environment. And so they always want to do as little as possible, get away with as little as possible, and they'll always tell the government, yeah, we get it. Don't worry, we're on top of this. But then, as you can see in Texas, they're not. They're not even on top.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.